It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 4, Arsenal 0. It's Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers, Harrison Warden and Paul Cope. And we start at the very top. And a word on the teams when they drop, Paul. I think the first thing to note really is that there's obviously a pensiveness around the supporter base when there's no Robertson and Henderson in the starting lineup. And the other thing, I don't know if you agree, is that when you look at the team and it comes in, there's a lot of relationships there that haven't really had chance to form at all. And particularly around the likes of Tsimikas, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Thiago. So it does show that, you know, maybe perhaps if Klopp was really pushing it, he could have maybe got Robertson and Henderson on the pitch if he felt the need. But it does show that he's very trusting of his players, as we know, but also that there's an important run of games here where he's going to have to place a degree of trust in this squad based on what he's got.
Yeah, I think there's a few things in it. It ties into something we've talked about in the past, which is football fans generally, us included, and this is all we can do. We analyse based on football matches of a weekend, a midweek. And I remember doing the maths once about like what percentage of football that actually is that these lads are playing and that Klopp is watching compared to us. And it's tiny. Can't remember what it was off the top of my head, but it's a tiny percentage because he's watching them play footy every day. This is literally what they do for their full-time job. And I think we can forget that. So we're making assessments based on a very tiny amount of the football they play on a weekly basis. And he's got a lot more information that he can go off. And even saying that, so like that factors into what you say about the trust thing. And, you know, he obviously likes and respects and trusts these players. His reaction to being asked about Thiago starting this game before the game was interesting. Just like a head blown of, well, Thiago's like incredible. So he, you know, if we can get him in the team, we can get him in the team. That's all we're looking to do. And the other thing that you touched on, which I think is key and is a really big positive for this game, is that we often talk about those two triangles of partnerships down each side. So especially, you know, the Trent, Salah, Henderson one. And then the other side has been the one that's been most disrupted. But that used to be Genie, Mane and Robertson. And that's the one, I mean, there hasn't been a settled triangle on that side for a long time now. So the fact that he was able to make those changes and bring in those lads, I think Oxlade-Chamberlain being able to play on that side really, really helped him. It's something I mentioned a few weeks ago, and I don't think any of us really talk about enough, is that if Oxlade-Chamberlain is playing left wing or right wing in a 4-4-2, we talk about how big a difference that is. But because this position is slightly inside that, I don't think we talk enough about how big a difference it makes. We saw it earlier in the season when Henderson switched sides to allow Harvey Elliott to come in, and it just wasn't the same. There's so much of his automatic game, which is right side dominant, which, I mean, that's a whole different conversation about whether that should exist in professional footballers, but it does. That at the end of the day, it does. And Oxlade-Chamberlain is right side dominant. And I think that just helps in small ways in with different footballers. So I think there's a huge amount to be positive from off the back of that team selection.